Nick shivered as dread consumed him, and he at last mustered the strength and will to speak.
What the hell's going on here? Where am I?
The woman spent some moments inspecting the drip bag and the needle insertion in his vein, nodding and making a vague sound of approval. She stood over him now, looking straight down into his eyes as she said,
You've suffered an attack.
Nick sighed.
I know that, but what am I doing in this place instead of a real hospital? Nothing looks right.
He sniffled and glanced at the drip pole.
What's in that bag?
The woman smiled.
Pig blood.
Nick gaped at her, rendered momentarily incapable of intelligent response. The woman's gloved hands descended to his face. She tugged at his lower and upper eyelids, checking for who f***ing knew what. After that, she pried open his mouth and pulled his lips away from his gums, sliding the tip of a latex-covered finger over them.
You've lost a dangerous amount of blood, so you're getting a transfusion.
Pig DNA is the closest available to human DNA. The species share a 98% genetic similarity. Did you know that?
Nick frowned. That may be, but I still don't think this is medically...
The woman put a hand over his mouth and pinched his nostrils shut with the thumb and forefinger of her other hand. His eyes widened as he tried twisting free of her suffocating grip. Her face remained an impassive mask as she stared into his eyes and said,
Let that be the last time you question my expertise in medical matters. If you can agree to that, I'll let you breathe again.